Dear loving Lord Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, we deem ourselves a very privileged people this morning to be gathered together in your august presence. Lord, in the which presence you promise that when we are gathered, even as two or three of us in your name, they also in our midst thou would be. O mighty one of Israel, thou who knowest all things, the very discern of the secrets and intents of our hearts, we want to thank you, Lord, for granting us this golden opportunity to come and fellowship around your word, to come and commit ourselves to you, to give you, Lord, the sacrifices of our lips. Lord, I pray, may you forgive us for our shortcomings, our failures and our iniquities. And Lord, may you be gracious to us, O God, as to receive us, O God, and grant us our heart's desires. We thank you for the local pastor here and the local leadership and all the saints, O God, that fellowship in this place, O God. May you bless everyone. May you supply their needs. May you keep them happy and healthy. And O God, may you make them possessors of all the gates of their enemy. And O mighty one of Israel, may you continue to keep the joy bells ringing in each and everyone's heart, O God, as we wait for thy soon coming. O Father God, I pray, may you bless this service. Bless the word as we will read it, O God, and give us the right interpretation thereunto. As we pray, Lord, that you grant unto each one of us the ear to hear what thy spirit has in store for us this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated for a short while. I would like to take this time to sincerely appreciate our pastor here for inviting me to come and stand behind this holy desk. Amen. It's a place that you can never get used to. Amen. And I want to take this time to greet him and welcome him also to fellowship around the world with me. Amen. Yes, I greet and welcome every one of you in the house of the Lord. I'm actually surprised that I'm standing here. It was not in my dreams. It was not in my plans. But somehow God made a way for me to be here this morning. I trust the Lord will help me to be a blessing to you and to him. Amen.
Amen.
If I can be a blessing to him, I know I will be a blessing to you too. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? The prophet tells us that there's no better place to be in than to be in the house of the Lord. The only better place is to be with the Lord himself. Amen. Otherwise, whilst we are down here, amen, the best place to be in the house of the Lord. Until David, a man after God's own heart, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I trust you were also happy this morning to have this opportunity to come to the house of the Lord. Amen. I want to appreciate my wife. Amen. For getting the courage to come and stand here and sing.
Amen.
I always enjoy singing, but it's not singing. Amen, but I enjoy singing indeed. And I always encourage her to do so. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say again, thank you, Pastor, for inviting me. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we stand to our feet in honor to the reading of God's word? I want to take my scripture reading from St. John chapter 5. From verse 1 to verse 9.
Amen.
I had to change the title of my message whilst I was in the office there. Amen. I had given the brothers there a different title. So I want to ask them to prepare for the change. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say to you as we go into the preaching of the word, I love you. As my fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, and I'm happy that I've got many friends among you, and many acquaintances among you, and it's always my prayer that the Lord will bless you. Amen. The
Amen.
Prophet says there are no better ways to say to anyone than to say God bless you. Amen. Shall
Amen.
We read? After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches.
Zvino paJerusarema pedzwe nesuo ramakwai kwaiva nedziva rainzi Bethesda nechiHebheru raiva namabiravira mashanu.
In this lay a great multitude of important folk, of blind, old, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Mukati mao makanga muete vazhinji vairwara namapofu nezvirema nevakaonyana.
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
Nokuti mutumwa waiburukira mudziva iro neimwe nguva achibvongodza mvura. Zvino uyo waitanga kupinda mumvura yabvongodzwa waiporeswa kunyange akanga akabata nokurwara kupi nekupi.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 30 and 8 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole?
Jesu wakati aona munhu uyo avete pasi, zvaaiziva kuti wakanga akadaro nguva huru, akati kwaari, unoda kuporeswa here?
The important man, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another stepped down before me.
Murwere akamupindura akati, Ishe, ndinoshaiwa munhu unondiwisira mudziva, kana mvura ichibvongodzwa, asi ndinoti kana ndoenda, mumwe wonditangira kupinda.
Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
Jesu akati kwaari, Sumuka, tora nhoo dzako ufambe.
And immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
Pakarepo munhu uya akaporeswa, akatora nhoo dzake, akafamba. Musi uyo waiva weSabata.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing the reading of his word as we take our seats.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzi pakuronga kweshoko ravo muchigara zvenyu pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
I trust we are all happy and we are under expectation.
Ndinovimba kuti tose tiri kufara uye tiri pasi pekutarisira.
The prophet says you always get what you expect.
Profetano anzoti unowanzowana zvaunotarisira.
So I'm indeed encouraging you to expect something from the Lord.
Saka ini ndiri kukukurudzirai zvikuru kuti tarisirai chimwe chinhu kubva kuna She.
Amen. Don't look up to me, look up to God.
Haikona kutarisira kubva kwandiri, tarisira kubva kuna Mwari.
I'm a man just like you.
Ndingori munhu akafanana nemi.
Amen. But let's look up to the God whom we have come to worship.
Amen.
For Amen. A title to our message, I want to speak on the sovereignty of God's grace. Amen.
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 And for you to get it easy, what I want to say, maybe let me start by sharing with you a quotation. From the message of grace. From paragraph
130,
the prophet said,
Prophet Avanoti,
sovereign grace is from a sovereign one.
Nyasha dzekuzvitongera dzinobva kune uyo anozvitonga.
Sovereign, what can it do?
Kuzvitonga chiko chazvinokwanisa kuita.
Sovereign can do whatever it wants to.
Uyo anozvitonga anogona kuita chero zvaanoda.
Listen to this now.
Teererai kune izvi.
Sovereign, I think I got lost there. Okay. Sovereign grace can only be given by one that's sovereign, and God is sovereign. So he can give sovereign grace. Therefore, being sovereign, grace don't have to ask anybody. Amen. It don't have to ask. Amen. Can I do this? Oh, shall I do this? Can I? Must I? Will I? Doesn't do it, it does it itself. Grace is sovereign. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Therefore, he can save the vilest. Now, let's look at the purpose of this grace. Being sovereign, grace can save the vilest. He can save the worst. He can save the impurest. He can save the immoralest. He can also heal the sickest. And the prophet goes on to say, Hallelujah, which means praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We can actually go on with the list there. Amen. He can save the hopelessest one. Anyone who has lost hope. People have lost hope. But the sovereign grace of God can even save the hopelessest one. And the prophet went on to personalize the whole issue, and he said, he can save a wretch like me. Then he says, and he did. Amen. What is it?
Chico.
Grace.
Nyasha.
William Branham.
William Branham.
Who is this William Branham?
William Branham.
A drunkard's son. But that don't make any difference. The grace of God saved me anyhow. You can also say, me, I'm a woman's daughter. That was no good. It don't make any difference. The grace of God saved you anyhow. Wonderful. Amen. It's sovereign. He has to ask nobody. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'm so glad of that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Can take the vilest sinner and make him white as snow. Don't make any, don't have to ask anybody about it. Or it do it because it's sovereign. Amen.
Amen.
Now, because God is sovereign, he can give sovereign grace. And because of the sovereignty of that grace, God does not have to ask for permission from anyone. Whether he should heal this one, whether he should bless that one, whether he should save this one or heal that one. He just does it as he pleases. Amen.
Amen.
It's also important at this juncture. that we define what grace is. Now, grace is unmerited favor. You don't deserve it, but you just get it anyhow. It's unmerited. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I love God for that. Amen.
Amen.
We were all saved here by grace. Through faith. Amen. And the prophet says, you never have faith. It's given to you. For you to believe the word of God, God has to give you that faith. And without that faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. So you are saved by unmerited favor. And through faith that is given to you by God. That's why God in His word says, salvation is of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It is not, there's nothing to do with you as such.
Amen.
Amen. It's not of works that anybody should boast. So upon this basis, if you know you are saved, if you know you are a Christian this morning, you ought to be the most grateful person that there is. Because you did nothing to be a believer. God has saved you by His sovereign grace. Through the faith that He gave you. So we ought to be very grateful to our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And because God gave you faith, through that faith, all things are possible. Amen. To him that believeth, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. So you find God has elevated you by way of your faith which He gave you, that you come to the same platform with Him, where with Him all things are possible. With you also all things are possible. Because you believe, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen.
Now notice what happened in the ministry of Brother Branham. The angel visited him and gave him this message. Amen. That you have been sent with a gift of divine healing to the peoples of the world. And what you need to do is to get them people to believe you. And be sincere when you pray. And when that happens, not even cancer will stand before your prayer. Which meant all things became possible. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this morning we read about the pool of Bethesda. And the whole account started up with the Lord Jesus going up to Jerusalem. Amen. He was coming from Galilee. Amen. And he went up to Jerusalem. And he was going there for a purpose. Amen. We will find out what purpose it was as we go along. Then after we are told that Jesus went up to Jerusalem, we are told that now there is at Jerusalem a pool with five porches, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. And we are told that in these porches lay a great multitude of important folk, of blind, halt, withered, and they were there for a purpose. They were waiting for the moving of the water. Amen.
Amen.
Now, for an angel came at a certain season, and troubled the water, whosoever then first
kuti aitanga kupindamo
stepped into the water after it was troubled
atanga kupinda mumvura mushinge mekunge yabvongodzwa
he was made whole of whatsoever disease he had
aibva aporeswa kunyange nekurwara kupi nekupi kwaaiva nako
amen excuse
amen
God bless you sir praise the Lord which meant it was a place It was a place where all things were possible. You could be healed of any disease. Whatever your desire was, when you came to the pool of Bethesda, all you needed to do was to be the first one to step in when the waters were troubled. Amen.
Amen.
Now we want to see the setup that was there at the pool of Bethesda. Now, Bethesda was at Jerusalem. The religious headquarters. Amen.
Amen.
Jerusalem is well known for religious matters.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to equate Jerusalem to the church. Amen.
Amen.
The church is well known for religious matters. Now at Jerusalem there was this pool. Amen. And it had five porches. And five is a number of grace. Amen. Until we can actually say the pool of Bethesda was a pool of grace. Amen. It had five porches. Now the dictionary says a porch is an enclosed entrance into a building. Most churches have got porches. I believe we also have it here.
It's
part of the church building. But they are not exactly in the tabernacle. It's the first place that you get to. Amen. In some places, that's where you can leave your raincoats and whatever. Amen. So here we have five porches leading into a pool. Amen. So people would come and stay in these porches. And because the porches are enclosed, as we saw from the definition. Amen. It means people could come here to these porches, whether it was scorching hot. Oh, it was raining. It was cold. They could come anytime. They were safe in these porches. But their attention was always in the pool. Because the angel was coming into the pool to trouble the waters. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we all know that water represents the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, most of us have got Bibles as Christians. Now, in this Bible, it's recorded that the word of God is quick and powerful. Amen. It's quick and powerful. It's alive. It's not dead. Amen. It's quick and powerful. Amen. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Even to the separation of the soul and the spirit. But if you just lay your Bible there, amen, you won't be able to see the power. Amen. You won't be able to see or to witness the sharpness of the word of God. The word must be steered. It must be troubled. And the troubling of the water represents the preaching of the word. Amen. Now at the pool of
Bethesda,
they always had one person being healed or granted this desire at a time. Amen. It was always one at a time, one at a time. And that one person had to be the first one. Amen. But when we come to church, remember some of these things that we read in the Bible. They're just types and shadows. And the pool of
Bethesda
is a type of the church of God. In any true church of God, there is the grace of God. Amen. So at Jerusalem, there was a pool with the 5 porches. And in the pool there was water. Amen. Which had to be troubled. Once it was troubled, it became quick and powerful. Until whosoever would step in there first, amen, would benefit from the power of that water. Amen. And would get whatsoever he desired. Amen.
Amen.
So when you came to the pool of Bethesda, you were coming to the pool of grace. And I like what was recorded about the pool of
Bethesda.
That when you met the conditions, when you met the conditions at the pool of Bethesda, you could be healed of whatsoever. No questions were asked. How did you get sick? How did you become a sinner? No questions were asked. Once you met the condition, your heart's desire was granted automatically. Amen.
Amen.
But because the angel would only come at a certain season, amen, you had to be vigilant. You had to be sober. You had to be wide awake. If you were a daydreamer, you would be surprised hearing others worshiping God, praising God that they've been healed whilst you were fast asleep. Amen. Same applies when we come to church. The prophet says you must come expecting. You must come believing. Amen. And when you hear the preaching of the word, you must be wide awake to say amen to the preaching of the word. Hallelujah. You have got a part to play towards the success of any service. You have to encourage the preacher, man, with your amen and your hallelujah. Because as you say amen, you are like a hunter encouraging his hunting dog. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Amen. And the more you amen the word of God, the more God reveals, the more God ministers to your needs. Amen.
Amen.
So when we are in church, remember we are at a place just like the pool of
Bethesda.
In other words, every true church of God is another pool of
Bethesda.
Is another, let me put it this way, is another 5 porched pool of
Bethesda.
Amen. Where all things are possible. When you come to church, you must come expecting. If you are sick, come expecting to be healed. If you are a sinner, come expecting to be saved. If you are going through a hard time, come expecting to be delivered. Amen. Remember, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it does not end there. I like this scripture. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you know, the prophet would come to such words like but, and he says a conjunction of contradiction, but many are my afflictions. Many are your afflictions as a believer, as a righteous brother, as a righteous sister. Many are your afflictions. But I want to say, but this morning, but this morning, but this morning, the Lord, the Lord,
Jehovah.
Sorry, brothers, if you can give me some little bit of more voice. Amen, some little volume. Amen. But my brother, that's not the end of your story. Afflictions come in various ways. You could be sick this morning. You could be bankrupt. Maybe you are being falsely accused. Don't even worry. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Bible does not specify. It does not specify the type of affliction. As long as something afflicting you, remember, when the righteous cry, when the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and delivereth him from all his troubles. Not from some of his problems, but from all his troubles. If you are in trouble this morning, cry out to the Lord. When the righteous cry, the Lord heareth and he delivereth him from all his troubles. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. James comes and he says, is any afflicted among you? Hallelujah. Christians are acquainted with afflictions. They are acquainted with trials and temptations. But they are not discouraged, because they know that their trials are not their destination. Their problems are not their destination. You are just passing through that sickness. You are just passing through that trial. You are just passing through that temptation. Hallelujah. You are just passing through. That's not your destination. Amen. God did not call you here to be a sick man or sick woman. No. He called you to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be like Jesus. Amen. And I want you to know that we as believers, we are sons and daughters of Abraham. And we are under a promise that the seed of Abraham shall possess all the gates of his enemy. I don't care what it is. As long as I love Jesus, the word of God tells me all things, they went together for good to them that love the Lord. Don't despair, my brother. Don't despair, my sister. Everything is working out to your good. Amen.
Amen.
It just depends on how you are looking at it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the prophet says, God never does anything without a good purpose. Amen. He did not say he does not do anything without a purpose. He says without a good
purpose.
Whatever you see happening to you, the first thing that you must ask yourself is, do I love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Amen. You are here because he loved you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But my question to you is, do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, get this from me, my brother, from the scripture, all things work together for good. Let me emphasize on A-double-L. It's not the sum of the things work together for good. I'm saying all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. So if you love the Lord this morning, I don't care what situation you are in, just rejoice. Just give God the sacrifice of your lips. Come into his house with thanksgiving, with praise, with singing, knowing that it's working out to your good. Amen.
Amen.
Ziri kutonakira iwewe.
It's working out for your good.
Namo iyoyoyo nyatsoitarisa zvakanaka.
That problem just look.
Iri kuda kubudisa chapupu.
It wants to bring out a testimony.
Amen. You must have a testimony from your problem. A testimony from your sickness. Hallelujah. Oh my, I love God this morning. Amen. We ought to be the happiest people on the face of the earth. If we know that all things are working out to our good. Amen. Surely it will be okay. Amen.
Amen.
You must keep on saying it will be alright.
It
will be alright. It will be alright. You remember that Auntie Jemima type of a woman. Who had that sick son who was already out of his mind because of his sickness. And she was saying, Mommy, it's dark in here. Oh, I'm out in the sea. Mommy went to the boy and says, Sonny, Mommy's boy. It will be alright. Why will it be alright? Mommy is a Christian. Hallelujah. It will be alright. I am a Christian. That's what you must say to yourself. You know, it's like David, he would encourage himself. As Christians, we must learn to encourage ourselves. When we are in a time of adversity, we must encourage ourselves. My soul, praise the Lord. My soul, praise the Lord. With everything that is within you, praise the Lord. And forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities. He healeth all thy diseases. He preserveth thy life from destruction. Hallelujah. And he actually filled thy mouth with good things. Till thy youth is renewed like that of an eagle. Forget not his benefits because of your trial or temptation. Hallelujah. Trials come and go. But God remains the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you must keep convincing your soul. My soul. Remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still the healer of all thy diseases. Hallelujah. He still forgiveth all thy iniquities. He still preserved thy life from destruction. He still filled thy mouth with good things. Until your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. Amen. When you encourage yourself like that, then you are able to raise up your hands and praise the Lord. You can afford a smile in a time of adversity, in a time of trial, in a time of temptation. You can afford a smile. Remember, this earth is God's proving ground. We are here to prove who we are. And the prophet says, we all have trials. No one is immune from that. Hakuna asina namo kana ari kongasi mudondoda kumuona. Amen.
Amen.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous. If you stand up, then I know you are not one of the righteous. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous. But they are not discouraged. Because they know that the Lord will deliver them from them all. When they cry to him, he certainly delivers them. Amen. How many have been delivered before? How many have been healed before? So brother, when you are sick and God wants to heal you at some point, and you start murmuring and complaining, God is not going to be happy with you. He will treat you like the way he treated Moses at the Red Sea. Say, why are you crying? Oh, I'm sick. So what? Amen. Yes, you are sick, but so what? Am I not your God? Am I not your healer? Am I not your deliverer? Have I changed? Aren't you this same brother that I healed this other time? Yes, I am Lord. Aren't I the same Lord who healed you? So why are you crying? Why can't you just do the same thing that you did the other time? When you were in trouble, you cried out to me, and I heard you, and I delivered you. Now why are you murmuring and complaining? Amen.
Amen.
Until the Bible says, rejoice. And again I say, rejoice evermore. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit of the Lord. When we have come to church, remember you've come to another pool of Bethesda, where all things are possible. You can be healed of any disease. The Lord our God is the healer of all our diseases. He is the supplier of our every need.
Hallelujah.
He says, I shall supply your needs according to my riches in glory. Not according to the rich of Zimbabwe. Aywa, amadzanguka. Kuwanika kwe bondi kana kurishaya. Kwe usa kana kuzarishaya. Aywa kani shamwari. Hazifani kujiteme na mfaro wako iso.
That must not determine your happiness.
Hallelujah. You must just come believing. Come believing. Come expecting. Whatsoever things you desire. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, say what you will. Say what you will. And it shall be granted unto you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And not a tittle of that word will fall to the ground. Heavens and earth will pass away, but the word of God will not fall to the ground. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember in the days of Elijah, there was a widow woman there with a little son. Amen. They were about to make their last meal, which was what was between them and death. Amen.
Amen.
But because they were believers, they kept believing. They kept trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. And at that crucial moment, God sent his prophet, Elijah. Aren't you happy? You are under the ministry of Elijah. It is still the same ministry. It can take care of the needy. It can take care of the poor. We all know Brother Branham came from a very poor family. But he did not remain poor because of the ministry that he served under, the ministry of the spirit of Elijah. Amen. Somehow God multiplied things for him until where he once was a poor man, he was a well-to-do man, but he just chose to be poor. Brother Bam says, I chose to be poor. But he could afford a Cadillac every year. He could have become a millionaire if he had wanted. But he just chose to be poor. Because he said, I realized there were three monsters which always destroyed Christians. Women, man, and popularity. Amen. So he chose to be poor, so that he could not become a victim of one of those monsters. But my friend, just like we sing, Anosimutsa marombe kubva mukuruva ndo ushasha wake chaiwo iwo.
That is his reputation.
Hallelujah. Anogona kutora name vipochet.
He can take your mefi voices
from Lodibar to come and sit with the king on the same table and share the same food. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A widow of Zarephath ended up sharing the same meal with the prophet of the Lord.
In the time of
famine,
you might
mbabvu dzinogona kuerengeka.
You might even count your ribs.
Asi chirikadzi.
But this widow woman,
not because she was educated, not because she had a rich son in the diaspora, but because she was a believer in the Almighty God. Look at what was happening. Whilst everyone was pining away from hunger. Amen. Vachiunduruka.
People were
afraid
of hunger.
Amen. Kunyangwe kwa mambo kupalasi chaiko.
Even in the king's palace.
Zanga zvisina kutomirawo zvakanaka ikoko.
Okay there.
Amen.
Amen.
Asi Mwari wedu.
But our God.
Vaishumirwa neshirikadzi.
Ah,
Mwari vatibatsire mangwana neano.
Help us this morning.
Vaijava chiguta.
A good meal every day.
You know David says, I've been young. Now I'm an old man. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, they are seed baking bread. I see naka yedu.
It's not our inheritance.
Amen. Kufamba tichikumbira.
To walk around begging. To walk around
begging.
To see how I can fetch.
No. David. A man after all goes on
heart.
Who also failed God.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Who also failed God in a very horrible manner. But brother, the issue is not about whether you failed God or not. The issue is about what did you do when you realized you had failed God. Pawakaona wakundika, wakaite pamberi pamwari.
What did you do?
Shoko paraka kuconvicta.
When the word convicted you.
Nenyazoko muhomwe, wakaite inazo.
What did you do?
Amen. That is what will determine the matter. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You love him this morning. If you love him, I've got good news for you. All things work together for good for you. If you love him this morning, I'm not talking about those that are pretending to love him. I'm talking about those that really love the Lord. If you are a single brother, you do not come here looking for a nice girl to marry. I'm talking to those that did not come here to look for a nice girl to marry. I'm talking to those young girls who did not come here to look for a nice husband, but who saw that he came here for the salvation of their souls. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Kana uchida murume wakanaka, it's not a problem. Asitanga nezvekutanga wo. Saka umambo hwekudenga nekururama kwawo. Izvi zvichazovedzerwa.
All these things shall be added unto you.
Let me put it this way, my brother. If your faith can rise up to it, my brother. Amen. He won't even need to ask for clothing. Or where to stay. Amen.
Amen.
Or what to eat. Amen. Those things will just be added.
Those will be added unto you if you first start with the important thing.
Are we together, brothers and sisters? My soul, praise the Lord.
Sadavida, who says,
with all that is within you. Amen. Praise him. With everything within you. You know, many times when you come to church, you know, the song leader has to sweat it out. Amen. Trying to crank some people to worship the Lord.
Sweat it out for people to
trying to heat up some people like some diesel engine. Amen.
Amen.
It ought not to be so, my brother. But the problem is that if God is in your heart, you can hardly wait for those doors to open. For you to come in here and fellowship with your fellow brothers and sisters. Amen. But sometimes you have to crank people to get into worship. You must worship the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.
nesimba rako rose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kana uri kunyatsoteerera ndichiparidza so.
If you are listening attentively as I'm preaching.
By the time I finish preaching.
Pandichapedza kuparidza.
You will be equally tired like me.
Uchange waneta useni.
Kana uri kunyatsofamba neni ndichiparidza, pandinopedza kuparidza, unenge wangoneta useni.
If you are walking in the same spirit, by the time I finish preaching, you all be tired like me.
What I'll be feeling, you'll be feeling the same.
Pandinenge ndichinzwa unenge uchinzwa zvimwechete.
Amen. And the prophet says before we do anything, we must get in the spirit. Get in the spirit of what we want to do. When there was that World Cup there in South Africa, we were hearing all these vuvuzelas everywhere. What was happening? They were getting in the spirit of what was going to happen. You must also get in the spirit of what you came here for. We have come to worship the Lord. We did not come to see one another. We came to see God. Hallelujah. His presence is here this morning. But sometimes it can be unrecognized. Hallelujah. But the presence of the Lord is definitely here. Amen. If you can recognize that, you go back home a different brother. You go back home a different sister. Don't get too used to God. And on a 20th year message, as in Abasa, stay fervent in love for the Lord. Hallelujah. God used to do this for me. That's history. What is he doing now? Pull him out of history. Hallelujah.
We've read about the
Bethesda. That's now history. We want to see a present tense. Five post the pool of Bethesda. Where people can be healed from any disease, saved from any condition. Amen.
Amen.
You are welcome. You were welcome at the pool of Bethesda. At any time. Amen. Because those porches were there. So you were saving those porches. Now, the pool was at the sheep market, which meant it was there to benefit the sheep. And the sheep represents the children of God. You and I are the sheep of God. We are supposed to benefit from these five porch pool of
Bethesda.
Amen.
Amen.
Church, you know, yakavakirwa vana vamwari.
This church was built for the church.
Asi pane vamwe vanopinda muno vasiri vana vamwari.
But there are some who entered hearing.
Mune vanyengeri vanotopfuurawo nepano.
Hypocrites also pass by.
Hallelujah. But it was built for the sons and daughters of God. It's supposed to benefit the sons and daughters of God. But wherever there is a congregation, remember there are three types of believers. Don't worry about the other types. Just make sure you are the genuine one. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Amen. Sons and daughters of God. They live by the word. That the word is describing them, is exalting them, whatever is up, as long as the word of God, they say amen to it anyhow.
Hallelujah.
This morning, my brother, my sister, whatsoever your desire, God can grant it this morning. Before the service is over, does God that would send his angel, he's still sending his ministers. Hallelujah. The minister is an angel to the church. The pastor is an angel to the church. What is there? What is he there for? He wants to trouble the waters. Stir up the waters. Preach that word. When that word is preached, if you can believe, amen. Remember the anthem song of the message of the hour. Amen. It's only belief. That's what you invited me here to the
pulpit.
No, only belief. All things are possible. And I don't have any new message for you. I am saying to you, only believe that way. Only believe that message. All things are possible. Munoziwa hamani anzatika. Singwen zengwa munenge mchati bara moyedu aparize. I'm giving you a solution to a problem. But somehow you are not interested. And yet you are in trouble. You are in a real fix. You need the grace of God. But sometimes the people, they sit uninterested in church. Ah, brother, sister, you must be sitting by the edge of your seat. Saying, speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Thy servant heareth. Speak, my Lord. Amen. If you are a believer this morning, remember all things are possible. You could be going through difficult times, but that's nothing strange. As I said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. And you, the prophet says, the church that is not suffering hasn't got it, and it's not even of God. And let me say, the believer who is not suffering hasn't got it. Amen. And then it's not of God. Vamwari vanoti vachipinda vachibuda vachipinda vachibuda vachipinda vachibuda vachipinda vachibuda. Hallelujah. They go from trial to trial, and the trials keep getting bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger. But when the trials are getting bigger and bigger, the testimonies also become more glorious and more glorious. You know, God cares for his own. He really cares for his own. I'm sure most of us heard about the bus accident that happened somewhere near Rusape there. We had a brother in our church. He actually boarded one of the buses from the bus terminus. If you are familiar with Mtare, when he got to Mtare General Hospital, he spoke to his friend. He says, my friend, this bus won't take us where we are going. Let's get off. And they got off. And that's how they survived. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God cares for his own. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are a child of God this morning, he cares for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then there was another brother who was actually coming from here, Harare, going to Mtare. Amen. Then he boarded the boat cutter bus, which was one of the buses that were involved. Then once he was there, something said, get off and get on to the next bus. Amen.
Amen.
So he just got off and obeyed, and he went and sat in the other bus. But this one was already almost full. It could leave any time. But somehow he just obeyed. So he went and he sat down. And once he was seated, he says, Lord, what's wrong with me? Why would I leave a bus that's about to leave and come to sit in this one with only two passengers? So he was having that mind battle. But somehow he still obeyed. He said, then on their way, what does he see? That bus is in a fatal accident. Amen. Then there was another sister. God cares for his own. Amen. Three is the number of perfection. Amen. I believe we have a brother here from the Sakai family. Amen. It was his sister. Oh, there he is. God bless you, my brother. Now, he was in the this sister was went on this bus. She wanted to come here to Harare. Then the bus was so full until she had to be a standing passenger. So she said to her elder sister, Let me get off this bus and go to the next one.
I can't
go standing like this. And then the sister pleaded with me, said, no, my sister, stay here. You waste time if you go to the next bus. Look, it's not yet full. Just stay. And the bus that she wanted to go into is the one that was involved in the accident. So she obeyed the advice from the elder sister. And that's how she survived from the accident. Amen.
Amen.
God cares for his own. He cares for you this morning. Do you care about him? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Amen.
Anyway, back to our subject. The sovereignty of God's grace. Amen. When you were at the pool of Bethesda, God did not worry about how you got sick. How you ever got into your problem? He was not interested. What he was interested in is whether you meet the conditions or not. Amen. So as long as you were the first one to step in the water after the troubling of the water, he would just heal you. Amen. And you were healed of whatsoever. You know, it reminds me of the message of the hour, where Brother Branham would come and say, do you believe? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? Then someone say, yes, I believe you. Then he said, then I can help you. You know what the angel told me? He said, get them people to believe you and be sincere when you pray. Not even cancer will stand before your prayer. Hallelujah. Do you believe this morning? All things are possible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Messenger inakufa akamba mporofita shama.
It's a prophet.
Angataurani ama jati akaenda mporofita. Message ichiripano.
The message is still around.
Until the prophet said, the way that God uses his messenger. And what he does for his messenger is an example of what he can do for the believers in the churches. Hallelujah. Brother Branham is a prophet. As a church messenger, was able to speak spirits into existence. But watch, in his church, there was a little poor sister. Sister Hetty. So poor. Amen. She believed the testimony of the creation of the spirits.
Sister Hetty, vakatenda chapupu chekusikwa kwetsindi.
And when she believed it,
vakatenda.
Brother Branham was giving the testimony. She says, Brother Branham, that's nothing but the truth. She did not see the squirrels. She did not eat them. There was no physical evidence that she had that the squirrels were indeed created. But she just took the prophet at his word. And that pleased the Lord. And said, my servant, give that lady whatsoever she's going to ask. Why? She has believed my words. She has believed my testimony. Hallelujah. So Sister Hetty was at loss. She didn't know what to ask for. Amen. But as she went along, something came to her mind. Says, oh, Brother Branham, my heart's desire, my greatest heart's desire, is the salvation of my two boys. Hallelujah. Then the prophet says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I give you the salvation of your two boys. And the two boys ran into the house and were led to Christ. Not only that, they were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When God does anything, he does a perfect job. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. God is not just the author. He is the author and the finisher. If you know that what you are in, amen, God was the author of that. Now wait. is going to finish it up. And he finishes it up well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the author and finisher of our faith. Do you love him this morning? Now watch my brother. At this pool of
Bethesda,
you know, you never knew near which porch the angel was going to come and trouble the water. So you had to keep your eyes scanning the whole pool. Is he going to come near porch number 1 or porch number 5 or porch number 3 or porch number 4? You had to be vigilant and alert. Kana wa uya ku church shamwari aikona kurara. Church is a bedroom, hama.
Church is not a bedroom, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aikona kufunga nezve binzi dzavasiya wanyika.
Don't think about the binzi that you have left.
Service yakunonoka kupera.
The service is too long.
Zicha ibva.
Hey, am I going to?
You are not here. And if
you are not here,
you are going to miss the blessing. You are going to miss what God has in store for you. So you have to be 100% there. You were active in church. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Thy servant hear it. Speak, my Lord. I can, I will, I do believe, I can, I will, I do believe, I can, I will, I do believe that Jesus heals me now. That would be your prayer. Amen. I believe God is going to heal me. Amen. Lord. Let me be the first one to jump in. Let me be the first one to jump in, Lord. Let me be the first one to jump in, Lord.
People would come to the prophets. What
does that go on my prayer card?
And you did not get a prayer card.
But because they were believers, they would say, prayer card or no prayer card. Prayer card or no prayer card. I've got faith. I'm going to be healed somehow. I don't know how. I don't know when. But what I know, I'm going to be healed. God is going to make a way for me anyhow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then when the people were lined up in the prayer line, you know, someone would go down on their knees. I mean, just bow their heads. Oh Lord, the time has come. Lord, the time has come. Please remember me, Lord. Lord, I believe I need you, Lord. Lord, without you, I can do nothing. Remember, without him, we can do nothing. I can do nothing. You can do nothing without him. Oh, my Lord, without you, I can do nothing. Remember me, Lord. You know my condition. I don't have a prayer card. But I don't believe it takes a prayer card for me to be healed. I don't believe it takes a prayer card for me to be delivered from my problem. Then Brother Branham, all of a sudden, maybe he was already ministering to this in the prayer line. Then he says, oh, do you see that light? Can't you see that amber light over that sister there? Sister, do you believe? Amen. Stand up and receive your healing. You were suffering from cancer. Stand up and receive your healing. Amen. So as long as you believe, all things are possible. When you come to church, brothers, I wish I could come to each and every one of you and say, brother, whenever you enter into this house, remember you have come to a place where all things are possible. And all you need to do, my brother or my sister, is only believe. Just believe. Simply believe. It's not complicated. Just believe. All things are possible. No matter how big your problem is anything too hard for our Lord? Pane chakaomera womwari wedu here? My brother, my sister, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Why are you here?
You are serving the Lord. That makes you a servant of the Lord. And this is your heritage. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Hallelujah. And the Bible goes on to say, and their salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Ruponeso rwako shamwari rwakabva kuna Mwari, harina kubva kuna sabhuku, harina kubva kuna kansela, harina kubva kuna meya, harina kubva kuna president, kana ku minister of religious affairs. Amen. Salvation is of the Lord. Just come believing. Come expecting. All things are possible. And the prophet says, no matter what happens, my brother, never be negative. Keep on believing. Remain positive. I don't care what has happened. I don't care what is happening. I don't care what will happen. Remain positive. Keep taking God at His word. Whatsoever He says, just do it. And watch the miracle. The prophet says, you obey the word and watch the miracle follow. Hallelujah. We believe in a miracle working God. Our God is actually a paradox himself. He is the greatest miracle himself. There is no way you can worship the Lord in truth and in spirit. Amen. And not experience miracles in your life. And remember, He has already done, if you are a Christian already, the greatest one has already happened. The salvation of your soul is a miracle in itself. Amen. So if He has given you the greatest miracle, He can do any other miracle. Amen. So people were always there at the pool of Bethesda. Great multitudes. And the prophet says maybe there were tens of thousands of people there. Amen.
Amen.
Just believing. When he comes, I'll receive it. I want to be the first one in there. Now I'm saying you don't have to be the first one. As long as you are believing it, as long as you are taking it, as long as you believe that God is the healer of all your diseases. Amen. He is a present help in time of trouble. Do you believe that, my brother, my sister? Amen. He is a present help in time of trouble. James, whom I refer to, said, is any afflicted among you? Let him pray. Hallelujah. If you are afflicted, I don't care what the affliction is all about. If you are not at peace, you are afflicted in one way or the other. The answer to that is pray to God. That's the solution. If you are afflicted, the Bible says, if any is afflicted, let him pray. Then the prophet says, why pray? Because prayer changes things. Hallelujah! God answers prayer the best way He knows how. But in His own time. And open or asigava shinji wedu manja ipapo. Pekuti Mwari vanopindura munamato. Nenzira yakanakisisa asi nenguva yavo.
God answers prayer in His best way, but in His time.
Pakuva nenguva yavo apa.
In His time.
Ndopa nedambudziko redu.
Hallelujah,
but don't be impatient with God. God answers prayer the best way He knows how, but in His time. So if you are afflicted, it's a message from God. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. God will hear your prayer and answer your prayer the best way He knows how. Don't go about murmuring and complaining. Hallelujah. You know, the whole Christian faith is based on rest. Amen. It's based on rest. Christians don't fast and fume and stew about things. They are just at rest. They know that it was all finished at Calvary. When Christ cried out there, and he said, "It is finished." Remember, he did not say, "I am finished." He did not say, "I am finished." He said, "It is finished." Your problems were finished at Calvary. Your sicknesses were taken care of at Calvary. Am I not you?
My beloved, if you don't believe that God healed you, you have got a problem.
There was a time when Isaiah 53 was a prophecy.
Isaiah 53,
where it says he was wounded for transgressions. Bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. At some stage it was just a prophecy. But when all of us here were born, it was already history. So when we are talking about that, we all came after Christ was crucified and he died, buried, and he resurrected. So when we are talking about he was wounded for our transgressions, we are not lying. We are talking about the effect that happened. Hallelujah. He was wounded for transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Peace, peace to the believers.
You know, Brother Kudzizwakai there.
Brother Kudzizwakai.
His father.
Baba wao.
Amen. When he was still with us. You know, there was a little song that he would, from time to time, stand up and sing as a special. And you say, Rugare, 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 Tinokumbira, Rugare, Rugare, Rugare,
peace, peace,
Rugare, Tinokumbira, Rugare,
peace,
peace, we ask for peace. Amen. Zino Rugare, Rogo, Wanga Uribana Christo Jesu, Toda Rugare, Bagadipeva Notenda.
Peace among the believers.
You know, before I was in the message, I was a member of the Apostolic Faith Mission in Zimbabwe. Amen. And there's something that we used to say when we were there. So when I saw the light of the message of the hour, I said, "This I'll take with me." Amen. We used to say when we were there,
peace to the believers.
Hallelujah. Rugare kuneva notenda.
Peace to the believers.
We are saying peace
to the
peace unto the believer. Peace to the believer. Peace to the believer. And as others would answer and say, let it be multiplied. Hallelujah. Rugare kuneva notenda. Garuande. Amen. Unotenda ere mangwanani aya.
Do you believe?
Kana uchitenda rugare kwauri hama. Kana uchitenda rugare kwauri hanzvati.
If you believe, peace.
Rugare kune vanotenda.
Peace unto the believers.
Brother, we are here to be like Jesus. But we are here to be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like Jesus. Serene and holy. Obedient and lowly. Komana dai Mwari vakatibatsira ipapo. Moyo wangu unoshuwa makwara evangeri. Akabvambwa nevatsvene. Vachichema misodzi. Hallelujah.
My heart desires the trials of faith that the believers of old treaded on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are possible. When you are at the pool of Bethesda, all things are possible because of the sovereignty of God's grace. He can save the vilest, the wickedest, the holy blessed, the immoralist, the hopelessest one. Hallelujah, whatever your situation, because of the sovereignty of His grace, He can undertake for you, He can minister for your need, supply what you need this morning. Now, brother, you know there's something that happened there. There was a brother. Amen. Each time that he came believing. But you'd always end up by giving a hand of praise to the Lord for others. Amen. Every time he came, that was the situation. But somehow, he never gave up. He kept coming. He says, this is the very place. This is the place where it's happening. Somehow I can't make it. But I believe it in my heart. Someday, it's gonna be my day. Someday, it's gonna be my day. Someday, it's gonna be my day. This pool, he has got 5 porches. Five is the number of grace. What is grace? Grace is unmerited favor. I believe someday I'm going to get some unmerited favor from the Lord. I'll keep coming. Maybe his friends would come to him. Say, my brother, do you think this is ever going to come to an end? Every time. You have never been even number 2. Amen. And you think you are going to make it? Never. Forget it. If I were you, I would never even come here. But the brother says, I don't know how. I don't know when. But somehow, I believe my God is going to make it for me someday. I'll keep coming. I will rejoice with those that will be rejoicing. I'll keep rejoicing with those that will be rejoicing. If any will be mourning here, I'll mourn with them. Oh, my brother, my sister. We all know that Jesus was God in flesh, don't we? Amen. He was Emmanuel. God amongst us. Which means he was the Lord who would send the angel. Hallelujah. Amen. The angel was sent by the Lord. Now when we read in our scripture reading, it started off by telling us that Jesus went up to Jerusalem. But now at Jerusalem, there is a pool. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a pool there with 5 porches.
Five.
Now, brother, God knows about you. Jesus knows about you, my sister. Now look at this. This is something very interesting. We are reading about a 5-porched pool of Bethesda. In the 5th chapter. Amen. Of John. And on the 50th verse. Amen. Maybe brothers, you can give us verse number 5 there. Now, listen to verse number 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 30 and 8 years. Ndinofarira pakataurwa nezvemurume uyu.
I like where they spoke about this man.
Amen. Ari kutaurwa nezvake pavhesi yenyasha.
They are speaking about this man in the grace.
Amen. Next, my brother.
Amen.
Verse 6. When Jesus saw him lie. And listen to this. And he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Hallelujah. Yasha.
Grace.
Now maybe forgive me. Look at what happened here. You know, Jesus is coming to a place where there are multitudes of important folk. He gets to this brother. Oh, brother, how are you doing? Oh, I'm sick. Oh, may the Lord help you. Please excuse me. Amen. He went to the next sister. Sister. Oh.
May the Lord help you. I see you are blind. Oh, may the Lord be merciful to you. Please excuse me. Amen. So he kept excusing himself.
How are you, my brother?
I am blind.
I
am blind.
God be merciful. Excuse me.
Amen. He kept excusing himself. Excusing himself. Excusing himself. He knew where he was going. Hallelujah. There was a particular brother with a long standing desire, a long standing request. Hallelujah. And God knew about it. He says, because of the condition of this brother, I'm not going to send an angel. I am visiting him in person.
I want to visit him myself.
I'm not sending an angel. I don't want a go-between. I want it one-on-one with him. God, one-on-one with you. One-on-one with you in your situation. So he says, say, would thou be made whole? Then this man did not even answer the question. brother. Inyasha zanga zango inga murumoy. Ana kana kutombo pindira mfungo wacho.
This man, he didn't even answer the question.
If it was in examination, he had failed. Now listen to his answer. And the important man, answered him and said, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled.
Murwele akampindura akati, "Ishe, ndinoshaiwa munhu unondiwisira
mudziva to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another step down before me." Amen.
Amen.
Though he answered the offside. Amen. But because grace had visited him. Yasha. Sakanaka zaunongo itirwa hako. Usingako zeri. Unoda kupora here? Hano nyaya iri panoka. Ndekuti hapano yamutumwa. Inini hapana anondiwisira. Iwe hanzo zvatabvunza
mhe.
Amen. Jesus ana kumbonetsara naye.
Akati not fast with you.
Tora nho yakwe.
Just take up your bed.
Simuka ufambe.
And walk.
Amen.
Amen.
Rise, take up thy bed and walk.
Simuka ufambe.
Murume yema. I see, you know, you can be so bound by church order until you miss it when God visits you. Hallelujah. So bound by your tradition until you miss it when God visits you. So he says, Lord, it has never happened here. There is no one who can receive their request here without getting wet first. Amen. You have to go into the water. And not just go in the water. But you must be the first one. And then when you get wet, being the first one in there, then you can receive your healing. So Lord, you mean I can do it? Can I actually do it? Say, take up your bed. Rise and walk. Hallelujah. Okay. And then he took his bed. Then he started walking. And as he was walking, he realized he was whole.
Amen.
Amen. My Pharisee and dog chew your mind.
And the Pharisees
came.
How can you carry
your Sabata racho rinomboreve iko. Handire zororo here. Handire zororo. Ndazorotswa kainini. Ndazorotswa panhamo
yangu. I am resting on my troubles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does Sabbath mean? Sabbath means rest. Now I have been rested from my affliction. That's why I'm carrying my bed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Right? Well, we have church. Ah, no, Swaracho Zene Kupos Gashaman. Well, we have church. I was in those Swaracho Kudimina Matoko Future.
You have come to church.
Ah, Shamwarika. Today is my day.
It is Swaracho.
Amen. Whatever day it is, if you are in church, Lord, I've come.
And
I have
come.
Hallelujah. Can we go back to verse number 9, brother? Amen. 9 is a number of what?
9
number. Yeah. I mean, I'm chapter 5 for you. Amen.
There's something that God did in chapter 5 of John.
Hallelujah. 9 is a number of life.
9 is a number of upenyu.
If
sickness is coming to destroy your
life,
but when you are healed,
upenyu hako
handizve.
Zvino murume uipa number 9 ipapo pe upenyu ipapo. Ndo bagasimuka akatora no yake akabva apora akafamba.
Pakare pamunhu akatora akaporeswa, took up his bed and walked.
Amen. And it was the Bible does not give us useless information.
Bible
anangokura ungotiri kure. Whatever is in here is for a purpose. God is not giving us useless information here. Amen. In the 50th chapter, there is a 5-pouched pool. 5 represents grace. At this pool, all things were possible. We are saved by grace through faith. Grace, 5 is a number of grace. When you are saved, my brother, all things are possible. Kana vaponeswa nenyasha dzamwari, ndo dambudziko ranga rakakura pane ese hauchazoenda mupenyu hwako. Saka kana watoponeswa iwewe, vamutend.
Now you are a believer.
Chief, Allah, all things are
now
possible.
Remember,
all you need to do is just to believe. Ama yangu uri pano here? Pamwe uri pano une dambudziko rako ratitorei kanguva. Une dambudziko rako rekuti vanhu vakutokuziva. Amen. The brother ningi amuziwe renyayo.
Ngoko
sister ningi amuziwe nyaya yavo. Amen. No, ndo nyaya yavo iyo.
Now that's a problem.
We all know it.
No
dambudziko ravo.
That is a trouble.
Kana uripo iyo.
If you are there.
You have come to the right place.
Wauya panzimbo
chako. Wauya pakanaka ende kana zvikasaitika nhasi.
If it does not happen
today, keep coming back here. And when you come here, say, we are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. In one accord. Something good is about to happen. Something good is in store. That again, praising that when you have come here, something good is in store, something good is about to happen. Aukarepa benjiro mahara shama. Mwari wedu vanobhadhara kani hama vadikani. Hakuna vakasiya minda. Hakuna vakasiya imba. Hakuna vakasiya shamwari. Hakuna vakasiya vadikanwa. Nokuda kweshoko rino. Kunze kwavachapiwa zvakapetwa kazana. Minda yacho. Dzimba. Madzikoma. Hanzati. Vabereki. Haleluya. Plus persecution. In this world. And in the world to come, eternal life.
Are we together, brother and sister?
Brother Ningiwane imbaya number 3.
If you hear that a certain brother has got a third house. Good, how do you
inikana one and
I don't even have a three house. But this brother has got 3 houses.
Hakuna vakasiya minda yavo. Kunze kwavachapiwa zvakapetwa kazana munyika ino iyi. Minda. Amen. But he shall receive an 100-fold now in this time.
Asi achawana zvakapetwa kazana panyika ino.
You cannot overthrow that scripture.
Hatikwanise kushandura kwaro ino.
Amen. Now in this time, houses.
Dzimba munguva ino.
Let's read proper.
Ngatinyatsoverengai chaizvo.
But he, not them.
And as he.
Amen. But he shall receive an 100-fold. He singular. Amen. Shall receive an 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brethren.
and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life. Hallelujah. Ama dzangu kaona ma persecution auya usafunga kuti pane chashaishika ba igwaro riri kuzadziswa. Amen. Chingotenda Mwari sematendera wakaita imbapa yakauya.
Just believe God the same way you believed for
him. Hallelujah. Chingotenda Mwari semawandire wakaita shamwari dzaunadzo muno ma brother ne ma sister.
How you got your brothers and sisters.
Vana mai nana baba vatakapiwa muno.
Mothers and fathers who were given by God here.
Who love you may be better than your own parents.
Vanokuda iwe kudarika vabereki vako chaivo.
Unoziva kuti kune dzimwe hama dzako dzemutupo umwe chete.
There are some of your brothers
who are busy sewe. Amen. As you cannot trust them to look after your house when you are away. But pane mwe hama.
But they are busy. Azimuera
mbizi.
He's not.
Azimuera chivi sewe. Hallelujah.
But
muera chivi sewe.
He's totem.
Hallelujah. Ah, ukango mutora yodi hama. I'll be away for a month.
And say, and I wish I knew how many.
Amen. Unogona kutosvika pamba pako pa kuti I look better than what it was when you went away.
Your house in a better condition than it was.
Zvinhu zvese zvitori right.
Everything in order.
No, my brother, type him, my brother, takapiwa. Type him, my sister, takapiwa. Mando yana maina na baba, watakapiwa.
In the kind of mothers and fathers God gave us.
Madzangu inini, I don't know what I would be if I was not a Christian. I don't know what I would be if I was not a Christian. There is nothing better than to be a Christian. Amen.
Amen.
When you are in trouble, there is no problem without any answer. You know, there is a saying that someone sent me. Whilst mathematics might not tell us how to add joy to our lives, oh, how to subtract problems from our lives. But they sure do teach us one important fact. That there is an answer to every problem that you find. Amen. Hakuna dambudziko risina anza. Hakuna urwere usingarapike. Aiwa zvekani hama. Hakuna nhamo isingaperi. Vana sekuru vedu vasati vatomboziva Mwari vakati chinobhururuka chinomhara chete. Chine mavambo chine magumbo. Hallelujah. So whatever you are going through, if you can identify its source, as long as you can identify its source,
that this issue started today.
Chivo aziyabuti pane rimwe zuwa zve rauchazoti ah hepa noipa razogumira.
That surely it will be a certain day you will say and testify this was the end of it.
Ngatirambe chita semurume we 38 years.
Let us persevere like this man of 38 years.
This man who had an infirmity for 38 years. He kept coming to the pool of Bethesda. Kept coming to church. You know, the preacher man can preach and you hear nothing. I'm one of the Chimbo far out. Hey, it was nugget after nugget, man. It was nugget after nugget. But to you, it's like they were just speaking algebra. Amen. You don't understand it. Don't worry. Come back next
time.
Ramba uchidzoka. Rimwe ramazuva ndione zenge wakamira padoa apo. Vakuita unganiwe muasha mukuru wepano. Uchiti hama yese iri kubuda kuti brother, God bless you. Today was my day. Sister, God bless you. Today was my day. Surely there's no problem without a solution. There's no problem without a solution. And you know, fara mangwana ni anondi. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. There's no problem without a solution. Ah, my brother. You have come to the pool of
Bethesda.
This very church, let me put it this way. Let me brought it closer to you. This very church is another pool of Bethesda. This very church is another five
approach the pool of Bethesda. Amen. God can answer any of your problems. Any of your questions. Solve any of your problems. You or any of your or any of your diseases. Amen. When you come to the Branham meetings, they would always say, only believe. All things are possible. Come believing. Come expecting. Go back home rejoicing. Hallelujah. May God do that for you, my brother. Do that for you, my sister. May the Lord richly bless you. I'm happy you are believers. I'm happy you are a believer like me. My problem, I'm not sangana, I want to not sangana now.
The problems that you meet, we also meet the
same. I can take notes from what you go through, and you can also take notes from what I go through. Amen.
Amen.
God answers prayer. The best way he knows how. By faith. Abraham. By faith. God. By faith,
Nekutenda.
Abel.
By faith,
Ruth. By faith. As long as you are a believer, brother, your success here is attributed to your faith in the word. So keep believing, my brother. Keep believing, my sister. Amen. Till we meet again. Stay there. At the pool of Bethesda. Till we meet again. Stay at the pool of Bethesda. Where all things are possible. Kana zane zakuti watumwa asikunza minduro mu anotuma watumwa wacho achauya ega.
If the angels are not bringing an answer, the one who sent the angel will bring the answer.
Amen. Ndadikana watumwa vasina kuunza minduro yako anotuma watumwa wacho achauya neminduro yako iwewe.
The God who sent the messengers.
Hallelujah. If you've got a special problem, God also has a special solution. Hallelujah. That's tailor made to suit your very condition. May the Lord richly bless you. You pray for me as I also pray for you. God bless you, Pastor.